The azan call to prayer rang out across the Kasbah, the voice of the muezzin carrying across the night, rising above the racket of the street markets and restaurants below. It was a familiar and comforting sound to Eve, coming as it did with the soft air through the open windows of his studio. Even in February, the night air was mild. He would miss the climate, the heat of the summer, the mild winters, the clear, dry air, and the smell and sound of the sea. When silence settled across the city in the dead of night, it was always there, a sound like breathing, the deep, sighing, ever-present breath of the sea. In a way, he thought, it was what he might miss most of all. The small leather suitcase was open on the bed. Pre-packed and always ready, he was adding last-minute items, insignificant things. The detritus of a life to which he had grown too attached and was reluctant now to abandon entirely. An engraved silver cigarette case, a clock with luminous hands that he had bought at the souk, a gold wrist chain given him by Salima. He paused and wondered about her photograph. It stood in a pewter frame on the bedside table. When he hadn't wakened to her on his pillow, she had always been there at the side of his bed. On an impulse, he tore the cardboard backing away from the frame and took out the black and white print. He looked into her dark, smiling eyes and ran a fingertip over her lips, lips he would never kiss again. He slipped it into the lining of his suitcase and stood debating whether he should call her. But he knew he could never explain the reason he was leaving, or make her understand why she would never see him again. And he wondered why that thought caused him more pain than the leaving of Magda and the boys. In the end, he found a more practical reason for not calling Salima. It was just possible that his phone was being tapped, and he did not want to alert his pursuers to the fact that he was about to flee. He closed his suitcase and sat on the edge of the bed looking around his studio. A glance at his watch told him it was not long after 11:30, and he suddenly felt very alone and frightened. He had never planned for a life like this, living in the shadows, watching for those who might be watching him, forced to flit from one life to the next, always leaving behind the people and the things he loved. There was almost, he thought, no point in building a new life, because somewhere, sometime in the future, they would find him, and it would all begin again. Wearily he got to his feet and lifted his case. The bastards were relentless, and if they ever caught him, his life would be over.